Numbers chapter 35. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan River across from Jericho, saying, Command the Israelites that they give the Levites towns to live in their land inheritance that they possess. Also give the Levites the pasture lands surrounding the towns, so that they will have towns to live in and pasture lands for their cattle, livestock, and all their other animals. The pasture lands of the towns you are giving to the Levites should extend 500 yards from the town wall all the way around it. Measure outside the town 1,000 yards on the east side, 1,000 yards on the south side, 1,000 yards on the west side, and 1,000 yards on the north side, with the town being in the middle. This will be their extended pasture lands for their towns. Among the towns you give to the Levites will be 6 cities of refuge, to which a person who has accidentally killed someone may flee. Besides those, give them 42 other towns. The total number of towns you are to give the Levites is 48, along with their pasture lands. The towns that you give them will come from the property of the Israelites. From the larger tribes, you shall take many. From the smaller tribes, you shall take fewer. Each are to give towns to the Levites according to their inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, When you cross the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, select towns to be cities of refuge for you, so that a person who accidentally kills someone may flee. These towns will be a refuge for you from the avenger, so that the one who has killed someone may not die until he stands trial before the congregation. Designate 6 towns as cities of refuge for yourselves. Give 3 towns on the other side of the Jordan, and give 3 towns in the land of Canaan as cities of refuge. For the Israelites and the resident or transient foreigner, these 6 cities will be a place of refuge, so that anyone who kills someone accidentally may flee there. But if he strikes him with an iron instrument so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer must surely be put to death. If he strikes him with a stone in the hand that could kill, and the victim does die, he is a murderer. The murderer must surely be put to death. If he strikes him with a wooden weapon in the hand that could kill, and the victim does die, he is a murderer. The murderer must be surely put to death. The avenger of blood himself will put the murderer to death when he meets him. He must put to death the murderer. If someone pushes him out of hatred or throws something at him intentionally, lying in wait so that he dies, or in hatred strikes him with his hand so that he dies, then the one who hit him must surely be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood must put the murderer to death when he meets him. If he pushes him suddenly without enmity, or throws something at him unintentionally without lying in wait, or with a stone large enough to kill someone without seeing him, and throws it on him so that he dies, but he was not his enemy and was not seeking to harm him, then the congregation will judge between the slayer and the avenger of blood according to these regulations. The congregation must protect the slayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation will restore him to his city of refuge where he fled. He must live there until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer at any time goes beyond the border of his city of refuge to which he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the border of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the slayer, he will not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer may return home to the land of his possession. These things will be a statute for you throughout your generations wherever you live. Whoever kills a person, the murderer will be slain only on the testimony of multiple witnesses. No one may be put to death based on the testimony of one person. Moreover, you must not accept a ransom for the life of the murderer who is guilty of death. He must surely be put to death. You must not accept a ransom for someone who has fled to a city of refuge, so that he may return home to dwell in the land before the death of the priest. You must not pollute the land where you live, for blood pollutes the land, and there is no cleansing that can be made for the land concerning the blood that was shed there, except by the blood of the one who shed it. Do not defile the land where you live, where I also live, for I, the Lord, dwell among the Israelites.